T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolling in now, we're number 2. We're chasing Kyle Lindstedt, the one of the assistant coaches under Richard Pitino on staff at the University of Minnesota after their win yesterday in pretty impressive fashion against Louisville. Getting ready to play Michigan State. It's one of those weird deals in the bracket that happen every now and then. You normally don't see these matchups, these in-conference matchups, in the second week, but that's what happens sometimes when you've got conferences with a ton of teams in the NCAA tournament. It's going to happen every now and then, and this is one of those instances. So that's the reality they're dealing with.
I'm not sure for all the the things that the committee does well or correct or right or whatever, that you couldn't split these guys up a little bit better than that, though. I mean,
at least one more round.
One more round.
The first weekend, if you can.
Sweet 16. So, there's not much you can do about it. If in this particular case, the Big Ten has a bunch of different teams in it, that we can't make sure that Minnesota doesn't play Michigan State in the second round. But that's what's going to happen. Kyle Lindstedt joining us now. Welcome and congratulations, Coach. Been a while. That had to feel good yesterday. You didn't exactly put it on cruise control, but you dropped the hammer in the second half. Good job.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. It was a lot of fun, and it was good to see the guys play well, and obviously a big win for our program.
Kyle, when you win a game like this, how much joy is there compared to relief? In other words, just getting past the first 40 minutes, and you've been around the NCAA tournament enough to know that you never know how a team's going to react. Are they going to get slow? Are they going to be slow to get going? How much time do you really can you afford to get it going? You guys got it going pretty quickly yesterday. It must be nice to get that in your rearview mirror, but especially with this type of performance.
Yeah, I think more than anything, we were proud of the way we played, and sometimes you win and you win ugly and you don't really deserve to win. But, we were excited, because the way we played. So, we got a group of guys that's capable. If they lock in and decide to, if they have the confidence to go out there and compete with everything they've got. And, I think what you're saying is correct. Like, we showed that we weren't afraid of that moment. I mean, obviously we had some freshmen out there that made some big plays. And so I think there is a little bit of relief that your guys can perform on that stage, and then always, anytime you win, I mean, there's nothing like advancing in March. So that's the fun part.
Kyle Lindstedt, assistant coach at Minnesota, yeah. The Golden Gophers knocked off Louisville yesterday, 86-76. And for a team that ranked 344th in the country and made threes per game, for you guys to knock down 11, please tell me you had the scout and you set up all those three-pointers for your guys.
It was funny because we did. We drew up a play yesterday, and, like, the only way that they could really defend it was to leave Jordan Murphy wide open from three, which is exactly how you should have played it. And ball goes to Murphy, and he shoots the three, and it goes in. It's like, yeah, just like we drew it up. The last option we wanted to take, we got, and we made it. So, basketball is a mental game. I mean, it just is. And when it's going in and you're feeling good, it tends to be contagious, and vice versa the other way that I don't even want to talk about right now. But
isn't that the truth?
Right. Yeah. We saw it go in a few times. We felt good about it. I think the biggest thing for us is, it's a mindset to compete and win. And when you're in attack mode on both ends of the court, the results are going to be results, but, like, at least you're aggressive in what you're pursuing. And so you can't shoot worried about missing. You got to shoot, trying to win the game. I'm trying to win the game. I'm in attack mode. And I think our guys did a good job of that yesterday.
Kyle Lindstedt, who is one of the rising stars in college basketball, coaching on staff at the University of Minnesota, former Shocker staffer under Greg Marshall, and of course can trace his basketball roots right back to Sunrise and great success in each and every stop that he's been. You know, Kyle, I was thinking when I saw this, where you guys were going to be in the bracket, going down the road to Des Moines. I think Minnesota's crowd is an kind of an underrated traveling group. I mean, we know about Iowa State, Wichita State, University of Kansas, Kentucky. There are lots of really good crowds that get out and go. But I really thought you guys had a nice home court advantage. You've coached at two places where the home court kind of tends to go with you because the crowds never cease to amaze you at Wichita State and at Minnesota. How big was that yesterday, playing right down I-35 and having that much Golden Gopher love at your disposal?
I think it was huge for us. You know, like I said, it is a mental game. And when you make a few plays and you start to get that energy from those fans, I mean, you know, sometimes I don't even know if fans understand how much impact they have on a game, but I do feel like that was huge for us. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, now they've got, you know, a few more hours to make that drive. And, you know, maybe some were holding out and saying, you know, we'll see if they win the first one, but you know, we're definitely going to need more against Michigan State, but I'm telling you, it was huge and the turnout was great. And as you said, like, I'm spoiled. I'm used to those Shocker fans, and man, they're incredible. There's nothing like Shocker Nation. So, but man, it was huge again for us yesterday. And I've been the beneficiary of some great fans where I've been, for sure.
Minnesota assistant coach Kyle Lindstedt, the Gophers beat Louisville yesterday, 86-76. Kyle, help me with Gabe's last name, your freshman.
Kelscher.
Kelscher, he scored more points in 40 minutes yesterday than he did in three games in the Big Ten tournament. What was the difference for him? And he's a good-looking player, too, by the way.
Yeah, great kid. Wonderful kid, too. And just steady. Has a great everyday approach. You know, it's funny. I remember years ago I was walking through Charles Koch Arena, and I was FaceTiming Buddy Hield. Mm-hmm. And Landry Shamet was in there working. I said, hey, buddy, check out this guy. This guy's the next guy that's going to be what you were. And, you know, Buddy's like, oh, okay, yeah, right. And now Buddy's like, Coach, you were right on him. Like, yeah, I was right on him. And the other day I was talking to Buddy again. I was walking through our practice gym, and Gabe Kalscher's out there. I said, hey, you know how I told you about Landry Shamet? Well, this is the next Landry Shamet. It's Gabe Kalscher. And Buddy's like, I believe you this time. You don't even have to, you don't have to prove it anymore. Like, you say it's him, it's him.
That's funny.
And it's amazing. Gabe Kalscher is a lot like Landry Shamet in his approach, very businesslike, the guy that's in the gym all the time. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me when he has moments like that, because he's a gym rat and got a great attitude and very much like Landry Shamet.
All right, Kyle, Michigan State is next. Is this a good thing, something you'd rather not be doing? I mean, where do you fall on this personally? I mean, obviously, you play who's next in the bracket. Yeah. Is this something that you don't mind, or is this something that you'd rather not do this quickly? Or what the heck, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead?
Yeah, I think it just has to be whoever's next in front of your face, you know? And you just hope psychologically they got us pretty good at their place. And you just hope your kids psychologically, you know, realize, hey, this is a new season. Anything can happen. Obviously, we played them only at their place. And I think that was a huge advantage for them. They had a big reunion. And, I mean, it was everything for them. So they had a big weekend. We didn't play well. I think we lost some confidence, you know, there when we went down a little bit early. And so, but I do think our guys feel, I think they feel like, you know, they're playing different now, and they're playing at a higher level. So I think there's some confidence that we can get them. But yeah, that's such a tough one. You know, it's fun to play people that you haven't played before, because there's a little bit more mystery in it for everybody. And you hate to beat your Big Ten brethren. you know, so like, you know, they don't, I'm sure they don't want to knock us out. We don't want to knock them out, but somebody's got to go. So, you know, it's got to be the other guy.
Minnesota assistant coach Kyle Linstead joining us. The Gophers take on Michigan State up next in the NCAA tournament. Take us back to Selection Sunday, coach, if you would. Of your last five games, two of them were against Purdue, and you beat them twice. One of them was in the Big Ten tournament. The other was Penn State. So by most accounts, those two victories you got in the Big Ten tournament really got you on steady ground as it pertained to at-large in the NCAA selection. But just take us back to where you all got together, where you watched the show, and how good you felt going into Selection Sunday.
Yeah, you know, from what we knew, the last game of the season, our last home game, senior night, we beat Purdue there. And we were told if we won that game, we were in. And we, you know, we didn't really see ourselves on the bubble. But as you know, people, there's bid stealers. Mm-hmm. So we knew that, like, we needed to go win a couple games. And then Penn State was a quad one win. I mean, it's hard. It's just so, this conference is just different, you know. They're like a last place team, and they're still a quad one win.
Wow.
So when we beat Penn State, we knew, like, okay, we're in. But, you know, for seeding and for, you know, just to remove all doubt, we got to beat Purdue. And we had great confidence against them. I thought we had a good game plan against those guys and felt like we could do it again. And we were very confident that we could beat Purdue again. And we did. And unfortunately, we went into overtime with Penn State and played Jordan Murphy and Amir Coffey 85 minutes consecutively. And then we had to go play Michigan, which didn't pan out well for us. So, but yeah, I think we knew we were in, but it was sweet relief because of kind of where this program's been and what they've gone through. And we knew this had to be a breakthrough year for us. And it was a big celebration, you know. It was a big celebration. I think 9 times in the school's history they've been to the tournament. So, you know, that can show you what kind of celebration it was for our people and our fans.
Kyle Linstead taking time out of his day, and we really appreciate it because we know it's valuable as Minnesota gets ready for Michigan State in the aftermath of their win over Louisville. Look, you just got to go play, guys, and Louisville happened to be the team on the other side of the bracket. Is that a different kind of win for someone like your boss, Richard Pitino, or is it just another team? I don't know how it couldn't be a little more meaningful, but
yeah, I think it is a little more meaningful. I don't know. I didn't hear coach in the media, you know, a lot, but I mean, it was really about our team and our program. And I think in his heart, maybe he felt like, you know, I want the emphasis to be on Minnesota, not, you know, Rick and Richard Pitino, you know? So, but he also realizes, you know, he's been a part of basically the circus that is that media frenzy over their family name for so long that he was in stride with it all. But I think at the end of the day, there has to be a little bit of a little sense of relief there, you know.
We got to create storyline somehow, coach. I mean,
exactly.
If it's not one thing, it's going to be another. So get used to it when you go to the tournament, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's good. I think it was good in the end because it did bring attention to that game. I think everybody saw that and kind of in their mind, like, oh, I see what they did there, you know, mm-hmm. and like that'd be interesting. Let's see who kind of gets the last laugh. So, you know, I think there is something to it. I don't know that anybody would ever admit it, but it's not something we ever talked about either. You know, we just prepared for the game and grinded it out, but deep down, I mean, I'm happy for Richard. He's a good guy and he really has fought a good, tough fight. And, you know, I mean, he can't control a lot of that situation. So, you know, he just has to do the best with what he can here and glad to see him win.
And, you know, that's a long, long, long shadow that his pops cast. So
sure it is.
This is an opportunity for him to kind of take a bow and pat himself on the back if he's in those things. Because, like you said, Minnesota is not a household name in the NCAA tournament. And
no.
There you are with 22 wins and a victory over Louisville. So Bravo Absolutely. For Richard Pitino, right?
Yes, very happy for him and his family, and like I say, just a nice way to a nice way for him to really make an appearance in the national stage, you know.
Kyle Lenstedt, the assistant coach at Minnesota, they take on Michigan State tomorrow at 6:45. Excuse me, 6:45 tomorrow. That game will be on CBS, so it'll be front and center. Final question before we let you go, Kyle. I don't know if we've discussed this or talked about it, but your departure from Wichita State and going to Minnesota. Talk about the angst and the I don't know, the difficulty that you had in moving away from Wichita and going to the Big Ten.
Well, I mean, man. You know, obviously there's no interview long enough for all the thoughts on that decision. All I can tell you is it was an honor to have a chance to you know, be at the Big Ten level. And Wichita is home. And, you know, I've considered myself a Shocker in my mind and my heart in many ways. And you know, I don't know how long that kind of thing lasts, but I don't think it'll ever go away for me just because that's where I'm from. So, you know, it was a tough decision. It was a tough decision, but you know, as you know, when you're in this business, I think, you know, until you're a head coach, you're an intern, you're an understudy. And sometimes you have to take the midnight shift and go do some uncomfortable things and go to night school and move around a little bit before you can get, you know, what you ultimately would like to be. So, you know, I just saw that as the Lord put in my path. You know, it was a time to change paths, and it was a great opportunity for me and my family. And it was one I was it was a difficult decision, but it's one I felt like I needed to make if I wanted to progress a little bit in the business. I, you know, at Wichita State, I was the local high school coach. I was a guy that, like, you know, I was going to be lowest on the totem pole until I made a move where I was attractive somewhere else. So. It was just the next step I had to take, and man, I can't say enough about Wichita State and my love for that program and the Shockers and the respect I have for, you know, Coach Marshall and the way he coaches, and there's just a lot of good there. So I'm a fan. I watch every game. I cheer for him, and I want nothing but the best for him, and hopefully someday I'll get to be back in Wichita again. One capacity or another.
Well, you got a lot of people. You got a lot of people down here cheering for you too, buddy. So go out and get yourself a few more. And you know, you always hope that you can leave a place in better shape than you found it. And I think that you and your family certainly can make that claim. So best of luck moving forward, and we continue to watch you with a great deal of hope for your future.
Well, thank you guys very much, and I appreciate you guys, and definitely feel like I'm fighting for home too. So just one win at a time here. Michigan State's a tall order. Hopefully, we can make some noise.
10 seed Minnesota against the 2nd seed Michigan State. 6:45 tomorrow. Kyle Lenstedt, our guest here on Sports Daily. We really appreciate your time, Kyle. Go get them. All right.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
All right, Kyle Lenstedt, former assistant at Wichita State, current assistant. Under Richard Pitino and Minnesota, they knock off Louisville yesterday, 86-76, and Michigan State is up next. And I would imagine more than just a little bit of Kyle, Richard, and everybody else was pulling for the Bradley Braves yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Hey,
yeah.
Well, at this point, you're not too proud to play a Cinderella as opposed to a giant killer like Michigan State at this time of the year. You know, Tom Izzo is not exactly a guy you want to line up and go against in March, regardless of the team that he has, although they're very good this year. They're, 16-4 in the league and 29-6 overall.
Yeah.
So if you can catch a break every now and then, certainly you take it, but it didn't happen. And the Big Ten will have a rematch between Minnesota and Michigan State, as Kyle said. They only met one time, and it didn't go well for the Gophers. 79-55 was the final, the only game played.
And you wonder how much that stays in your head. Because it's easy for us to say, well, it's a new season. It's a different challenge. I mean, now it's the tournament. But you still have that in your brain. I mean, you've still lined up and played with them for 40 minutes, and it didn't go particularly well. I mean, you're only human, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does it take to wipe away that doubt? Well, a good quick start, some things happening well early are probably almost mandatory in this matchup. But,
with this turnaround, though, Bruce, the familiarity for me is a good thing for Minnesota. I know Kyle talked about it's fun to play against, you know, teams you don't normally play against because there's some mystery in there. But on a quick turnaround, when you only get one day, give me a team that I'm at least kind of familiar with, and they've seen it.
Sure.
You know? The prep time is cut down a little bit. All right, we know about Michigan State. They got this, 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 this. Here's what to look for. You don't have to kill yourself in your walkthroughs because, heck, you spent however many days leading up to the regular season game you played against them before. So maybe that helps Minnesota, maybe it doesn't. That's my two cents, though.
Well, I'm pulling for them.
I am too.
For whatever that's worth.
I am too.
I mean, I'd really love to see Minnesota win this game. I think it would be really, really good stuff. So, anyway, there's plenty of action to be played in the tournament. It continues here in, good Lord, now what? Just about 50 minutes
right
or so.
Right after us again.
We're tipping off again. Yep, absolutely. So we've got that going for you. And we'll get to it. All the matchups coming up today. Try to give you a little bit of sense for what you're up against as you make picks. Of course, you've already made your picks. How good are they? Talk about that as we continue in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.